Like your radio local, tune in to Siren FM 107.3.
You're listening to Legends on Siren FM. Tonight, we pay tribute to Queen for the second week in a row. We're heading to the 80s now, and what a better way to kick us off with Another One Bites the Dust.
Let's go! He walks fairly down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, hey. Hey, we're gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. My name's Kai Valentine, and this is Legends on Siren FM. Every week we take a different legend from the music industry and pay tribute to them by showcasing their original tracks alongside the story of their rise to iconic status. This week we are once again paying tribute to the iconic, the amazing, the legendary Queen. And you can give your thoughts throughout tonight's episode by texting us on 077 97 800 716. Remember to leave your name if you're sending a text. That's 077 97 800 716, or tweet us at SirenFM. Last week, we travelled in time through Queen's greatest hits of the 1970s, but now we have reached the glorious 80s, and the people who thought Queen would fall off the top of the decade are about to be surprised as the legendary band went from strength to strength. And we kick things off with a wonderful collaboration. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM. Oh. possibly one of the greatest songs of all time. It is Under Pressure.
So slashed and torn.
Collaboration with David Bowie. This is credited to Queen with David Bowie because the B-side of the single is Queen's Soul Brother. It was recorded at an impromptu session in Switzerland and probably one of my favourite collaboration duets of all time. According to Queen's bass player John Deacon, Freddie Mercury did most of the songwriting on this, although everyone contributed. The lyrics deal with how pressure can destroy lives, but love can be the answer. The lyrics are characteristic of Mercury's songwriting. Deacon, however, did come up with the iconic two-note bass riff, although it came very close to vanishing. According to Roger Taylor in Days of Our Lives documentary, Deacon came up with the riff and then the band went for pizza before coming back to continue rehearsals. Upon returning, Deacon had completely forgotten his idea. Luckily, Taylor eventually remembered how the bass line went. This was only the second UK number one hit for Queen. They hit number two with Crazy Little Thing Called Love, We Are the Champions, Somebody to Love and Killer Queen, but their only previous number one in England was Bohemian Rhapsody. It's astonishing to realise that such amazing, iconic songs did not make it to number one. They still had so much more to come, though. But first, here's how you can get in touch.
Want to have your say? Have your 15 minutes of fame? Or just say hello?
Hello.
Getting in touch is easier than ever. Text us on 07797 800 716. Drop us an email to studio at sirenonline.co.uk. Or find us on social networks like Facebook and Twitter. Just search for Siren FM. Have your voice heard on your community radio station. Siren 107.3 FM.
Another classic from Queen now. It's time to get everyone clapping along, singing along, wherever you are, in the country, in the county, or around the world. You cannot help but dance along to this one. It's time for Queen's Radio Gaga, here on Legends on Siren FM.
Sweet.
Queen drummer Roger Taylor wrote Radio Gaga, and when it first charted, all four members of the group had written at least one top 10 hit. Originally, this was Radio Caca, which was something Roger Taylor's part French son Felix exclaimed one day in trying to say the radio was bad, so he was saying Radio Caca. The phrase stuck with Taylor and inspired this anti-commercial radio theme in the lyrics. Roger Taylor wrote this as a critique of radio stations, which were becoming commercialised and playing the same songs over and over. Taylor claimed that he was inspired to write this after watching MTV. He noticed that lots of kids were watching the channel instead of listening to the radio. Well, here at Lincoln's first community radio station, we pride ourselves on the mantra that content is king, and we have a wide, eclectic mix of tunes broadcasting 24 hours a day. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM with myself, Kai Valentine. Keep texting in and tweeting us at Siren FM, 07797. 800-716 on the text message. But now I want to break free. Queen bass player John Deacon wrote this song, I Want to Break Free, from the male perspective of the women's liberation movement. The song became an anthem for the ANC in South Africa in the late 80s, when Nelson Mandela was still in jail and the white government's apartheid policies were still in place. The video for the song parodies Coronation Street, and the opening sequence features all the band members in drag. Mercury as the housewife, Deacon as the grandmother, Taylor as the schoolgirl, and May as a housewife too. This confused many Americans who didn't catch the reference. However, Brian May was asked in an interview by Q Magazine in 2011 whether each band member's character in the video was accurate to the reflection of their personalities. He replied, of course, everybody thinks that was Freddie's idea because it looks like something that he would love to do, but it actually came from Roger's girlfriend at the time, strangely enough. It was her idea to mimic the Coronation Street women. Roger Taylor seemed visibly annoyed when he continued and said, in those days of MTV, it was White Snake and then White Snake and then another White Snake track. They must have thought men dressing up in drag wasn't rock enough, I suppose. Brian May added, I think at that point we lost America, which is a shame, as it means there's a whole chunk of Queen songs which never got played or heard there. Well, I know we have some Americans listening in right now, so get ready and strapped in, because there's still plenty more Queen classics to come for Legends on Siren FM.
I've only got myself to blame. It's just a simple fact of life. It can happen to anyone. You win, you lose. It's a chance you have to take with love. Oh yeah, I fell in love, but now you say it's over and I'm falling apart. Yeah, yeah, it's a back to tears. They say it's just a state of mind, but it happens to everyone. How it hurts, yeah, deep inside, when your love has cut you down inside. It's life is tough on your own. Now I'm waiting for something to fall from the skies. I'm waiting for love.
for love. Yes, I did it for love. For
on Queen's Greatest Hits 2 collection, Roger Taylor said that this was one of his favourite songs that Freddie Mercury wrote, but he absolutely hated the music video and being a part of it. The very high notes in the opening lines, "I don't want my freedom, there's no reason for living," with a broken heart, proved problematic to sing live at times. Nevertheless, the emotion is palpable and real, according to Brian May on the Greatest Hits 2 DVD commentary. He said, "To my mind, this is one of the most beautiful songs that Freddie ever wrote. It's straight from the heart, and he really opened up during the creation of it. I sat with him for hours and hours just trying to pull it away and get the most out of it. It's one of his loveliest songs." You can still text in on 077 97 800 716, or tweet us at SirenFM. I tell you what, anyone who's a fan of Queen always has one vision. Stay tuned to Legends on SirenFM. Queen was inspired to write this by their Live Aid performance and appearance in 1985. Millions of people sharing one vision of a better world. When the band was approached to perform at Live Aid, they were in a rut and resistant to appear. But after their show-stopping performance, they re-entered the studio with renewed energy. This was one of the first times that the band distributed joint songwriting credits. For their entire career, songs had been credited to the original band member who wrote them, even if other band members contributed. For One Vision, the band decided on a joint credit, which would become the norm from next album The Miracle onwards. One Vision became the band's de facto opening song for the 1986 Magic Tour, agreed by many to be the band's finest ever live shows. The final line is a joke in joke from Freddie Mercury, where he shouts fried chicken instead of One Vision. It's likely that this was merely a humorous aside rather than a caustic social commentary. I'm quite hungry right now, so fried chicken sounds magical. It's a kind of magic. It's a kind of magic. A kind of magic. One dream, one soul, one prize, one gold, one golden glance. Of what should be, it's a kind of magic. One shaft of light that shows the way. No mortal man can win this day. It's a kind of magic. The bell that rings inside your mind. Roger Taylor wrote the melody and chorus for It's a Kind of Magic for the Highlander film when Freddie Mercury wrote and Freddie Mercury then went and wrote a new bass line and added some instrumental spaces, changed the order and produced a new mix with David Richards. Taylor was reportedly very annoyed that Mercury had almost completely rewritten the song behind his back. He was also on holiday at the time as well, so perhaps that explains why the song was still credited only to Taylor. Roger's version is at the end of the film, and Freddie's version is on the album. Not only was this song used in the Highlander film, but two-thirds of the song from A Kind of Magic appear on there as well, making it the unofficial soundtrack of the film. The album A Kind of Magic is Queen's 12th studio album, but the first to include a title track. This was a big song on Queen's 1986 Magic Tour, which was their last with the original members. Talk about going out on a high. A fun fact for you that you may not know is that the album was also the first by Queen to be digitally recorded. This song, however, remained a live favourite, often with Roger Taylor handling lead vocals, as he did on the Queen and Adam Lambert tour. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM, and what we used to do with this show is every week we would have a live musical guest, and I have a special treat for you now, as back a couple of months ago we had Anthony McAndrew on the show paying tribute to Elvis. Whilst he was here, I grabbed him for this track. So coming up, it's Anthony McAndrew with Who Wants to Live Forever. Stay tuned to Legends on Siren FM.
Hi, this is Peanut from Kaiser Chiefs.
This is Whitey from Kaiser Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm Arnie.
I'm Freddie. We're the Vaccines.
Hey everybody, this is Zane Lowe and you're listening to Siren FM.
Siren FM.
You're listening to Siren FM.
Siren 107.3.
Hey, this is Gary from Pendulum. Check out Siren FM 107.3.
Spaces, what are we living for? Abandoned places, I guess we know the scar. On and on, does anybody know what we are living for? Another hero, another mindless crime behind the curtain. Show must go on.
107.3 FM. This is Siren FM.
A wonderful impromptu performance there from Ant McAndrew. If you liked that, you can find his EP out right now, Singing Hearts EP. It's been out since the 26th of May 2017, and you can find out more details by going to antmcandrew.bandcamp.com. That's antmcandrew.bandcamp.com. Great EP. I've listened to it many times myself. Make sure you go and check that out. But stay tuned to Siren 107.3 FM as we continue our tribute to Queen. Do you want it all?
Down with
one of a number of Queen singles released from 1987 onwards, when the band had stopped touring because of Mercury's declining health. As such, this is one of the songs that Freddie never sung live. Many others have, though, including Roger Daltrey from The who performed a show-stopping vocal on this song at Freddie Mercury's tribute concert in 92. Which also featured the Black Sabbath guitarist Tony Iommi. The song remains a live favourite and has been a fixture on the Queen Plus tours, both with Paul Rodgers and Adam Lambert. Let's talk about Adam Lambert, shall we? The American Idol star, who amazed viewers with his Queen covers, has been stepping into the shoes of Freddie for a few years now. Now, it's a huge job to fill that role. Impossible, some may say, but Brian May has said himself that Lambert is the closest thing the world has to Mercury anymore, which is a massive compliment. We're almost done with today's show, Legends on Siren FM, but we got time for a couple more Queen classics.
Take offense at my innuendo. Thank you.
Queen's third number one in the UK after Bohemian Rhapsody and Under Pressure. The orchestra part in the middle was completely done with synthesizers by Freddie Mercury and producer David Richards. Mercury and Roger Taylor wrote the lyrics to the song as a tribute to Led Zeppelin. And when Roger Plant joined the three surviving members of Queen at Freddie Mercury's memorial concert at Wembley Stadium, they played a full version of this song, which included parts of Led Zeppelin's Kashmir and Thank You. If you want to listen back to this episode or any of our previous episodes, you can do by going to the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. You can find me on Twitter at KaiJValentine, the show at Siren Legends, or on Facebook, www.facebook.com/SirenLegends. It's been fantastic to pay tribute to Queen for the second week in a row this evening for Legends on Siren FM. These really are the days of our lives. You've been listening to Legends on Siren FM. That was a really weak outro, but we're going to roll with it. Stay tuned. Come back tomorrow for whatever's on the schedule. And good night. Just a game.